This is not traditional warfare. This is not the war of guns and bombs and blood and death. This is a battle for your soul. This is a spiritual war. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the Dobbs v. Jackson Supreme Court decision was one of the most important judicial rulings of our lives and one of the most important victories ever won by the Christians of this country. It removed the national stain of Roe v. Wade and has already helped to save potentially thousands and thousands of lives. But Dobbs did not ban abortion. No, as we warned on this program, all it did was once again allow states to pass whatever abortion laws they feel like. And in fact, in many states, the outcome of Dobbs was to expand abortion rights. States like Michigan and California responded by making abortion into a state constitutional right. So yes, the battle for abortion is far from over. In fact, it's really just begun. That's all Dobbs did. It gave us the right to start the real war. And this war is going to have wins, and this war is going to have losses. Luckily, Christians are prepared for a long battle. We've already scored some really big wins. Just last week, Utah Governor Spencer Cox signed HB 467, which will shut down all of Utah's abortion clinics by the start of 2024. Praise Jesus. Abortion is also illegal in, or near illegal, in Alabama and in Arkansas, in Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, Wisconsin. In Ohio, a six-week ban has been passed, but then blocked by a demonic court. A demonic court has also blocked Wyoming's ban as well. So yes, this struggle is going to continue, and it might expand as well. In his concurrence with the Dobbs ruling, Clarence Thomas said the court ought to revisit its ruling by legalizing gay marriage nationwide, which legally is an even bigger constitutional travesty than Roe v. Wade was. He's practically begging a state to try it. But will they? It's time to take up the fight again as well and reclaim American laws for Christ. Pastor Dave Scarlett is doing exactly that. He's the leader of His Glory Network. His Glory seeks to bring biblical teachings and support to the front lines of current events in the real war, the spiritual war. Pastor Dave is also mobilizing to hold revival worship services all across the country, and he joins us now. Pastor Dave, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Yeah. We are in a spiritual battle right now. There's no question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can feel it 100%. We're under attack here all the time. I mean, What with confusion and chaos and equipment problems and sickness and things like this that have never happened until recent times. And of course, the persecution is proportionate to the level of the effectiveness of your message. Do you agree with that message, that this is only just beginning?
It's just beginning. We have to be ready for this battle in the name of Christ. If you're under attack and you're doing things for his sake, Jesus's sake, then you're doing it the right way. Satan doesn't mess with people who are not a threat to him. So those who are a threat to him, they're going, this last week, I've heard from so many people, this is the most extreme attacks they've ever been under.
Yeah.
Because we're close and we're over the radar.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's like a two opposing football teams, for example. If you're just riding the pine and you're on the bench, you're really not a threat. But once you get into the game and you start moving the ball, that's when they're going to try to headhunt for you. They're going to try to knock you out of the game. And that's exactly what's happening. So how do you suppose, or how do you suggest that people not only combat that, but then really succeed in the game and move the ball in the name of Christ?
You got to press in. You got to press into the Word of God. You got to isolate yourself from the chaos of the world, get in His Word, pray, listen to His voice, and take action and shut out that chaos, because Satan is trying to create chaos through this nation and this world. And God is a God of orderly. So we have to seek His face, get in His Word, and He will guide us. He will give us that shalom and that peace that the world can never give us.
You know, you're mobilizing to hold these revival worship services all over the country. What are you seeing in these times? Are you seeing more people coming to Jesus now than you've ever seen before?
Absolutely. We've gone all over the country. We've baptized over 6,000 people so far. People are coming in, and it's nothing but Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Father. You have a seven-year-old girl in Ohio. She was this, obviously Jesus is always the star of these tent revivals, but this seven-year-old girl laid hands on people, and miracles and signs and wonders happened from a seven-year-old girl. That's what it's about. It's not about an individual. It's not about a church. It's not about a pope. It's about letting Christ do what he wants us to do. He is inside us, and we need to let that grow, and it's exploding.
Who are a lot of these people? I mean, what walks of life are they coming from?
Every walk of life you can imagine, from 90 years old to 7 years old, 4 years old to, you know, Black Americans, African Americans, all kinds. And that's even spreading not only here in the United States, but it's spreading to other countries. I did a show in Italy 2 weeks ago, and I gave the gospel of Jesus Christ and hope, and it just went absolutely viral throughout the entire country of Italy. So everybody's watching the United States of America to see how we're going to react, and they're looking for us for hope.
Are you seeing people come from other religions, if you will, religions that don't uphold Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and say, you know what, I mean, this just is not working. This is a farce.
Thousands have come to his glory from Islam specifically. Two imams have given their life to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then I have countless number of people in Judaism that are coming to give their life and become Messianic Jews. We're seeing it from all walks of life. It is the Spirit of the Lord is moving so fast. We see the chaos, but people are not seeing the success that's happening underneath. That is, many people are coming to Christ more than any time in my lifetime, by far.
Maybe you can help me to articulate this because you do so well at this. But there is just some sort of a very obvious and physical shield that surrounds you in this chaotic world when you are truly walking with Jesus Christ. I mean, look, we get hit on this platform, me personally on this show, every day of the week by, you know, very large, you know, mainstream network broadcasting companies from all over the world. We're in these, you know, demonic, satanic, you know, news outlets, fake news outlets every single day. And it's like, people ask me, how do you deal with this? It's like, I don't even notice it. Try to articulate to people who are considering, you know, giving their life to Jesus, what this protection and love and armor actually feels like.
Yeah, it's Psalm 91. Every one of our broadcasts start with Psalm 91. That was King David giving a psalm about the protection of the Lord through the valley of all the darkness that comes, all the things that come at us. God will get his holy angels to surround us and give us that peace and that shalom. We just came back from Israel. We had four people have open visions of just legions of angels following our group all the way through Israel. That is there. We don't see that in the natural, but that is there in the supernatural. And when you have that peace and shalom, and you have a message from God, and you have a will from God, he's not going to take you home until that message is complete, and he's going to surround you with his angels.
How many people are showing up to these events that you're having, these services across the country?
We did 16 to 1800 in Ohio. I think we've have at least 1,000 tickets sold for this location in Ohio, but we expect that to continue to grow. Once they hear these God stories, people are still talking about the revival in Ohio, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the peace. And not only is this like a revival, or you go to church, like you said, religion, and then you go back to your work on Monday, people are changed from these events. They go back and they say, all right, Lord, what is my mission? What is your will for me in my life? And they're taking action. And that's what we have to do throughout this nation and the world, is not just go into a building and do a bunch of praise music and then go back to our normal life. No, it has to fundamentally change us for his purpose and his glory.
What position do you want me in the game? Exactly. What is going to be my role? And then understanding that no man's role is more important or less important than the next man's role if it is given to you by God. If you have, I mean, if you have a gut check, you know, and then you're asking like, well, I wonder if that was God. Well, of course it is. Who else speaks to your soul? So yes, right. You have to be obedient. And look, we talk to millions of people every day on this program, 5.2 million, I think, across DirecTV, Dish Network, Rumble, Frank Speech, Brighteon, all these places that we're at, the Patriot Party News Network. You know, I mean, there's like 5.3 million. That seems like a big responsibility, and it is. I mean, the power of the tongue, God tells you about all of these things, but that is no more important to the man's role who has to go into the community and evangelize by dragging one by one to the cross. Do you agree with that? And are you seeing a lot of people responding to that call?
Absolutely. Christ is the head. We are the body, and everybody's role is different, and none is more important. You reach 5.3 million people. We reach several million people here at his glory. Doesn't mean your role or my role is more important than anybody else. It's everyone's role that God gives them is just as important. I was talking to a farmer in Texas yesterday. His whole life, he brought somebody to Christ just 2 days ago. That is a success story for eternal life right there.
Yeah. So when Jesus comes back, he's not obviously coming to bring unity. He's not going to be coming back, you know, with rainbows, certainly, or sunshine. He's not going to be here picking flowers. My Jesus is a different kind of Jesus, and I assume that that is the same for you. We're commanded by God to pick up the sword and fight, and right now we are in an absolute full-blown spiritual war. Satan is rearing his ugly head just like God promised that he would. We're seeing deception, wars, rumors of wars. I mean, the world is just absolutely under control of the evil enemy right now. And his minions and his offspring are just like manifesting demons everywhere. You can see them physically. I mean, we're talking like actual lizard and serpent things and people, if that's what you want to, I mean, manifesting for real. So how do people go to war for God? Like, I mean, this is really important here. I don't want people to believe that they can just, you know, go home and in quiet, they just pray and then not take action because it's your works. It's the fruit. That we have to see, and we have to be so obedient and unafraid. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It's the seven elements in Ephesians. There's five elements that are defensive, but one of the things the church has never done is gone on the offense. It's time for the church to go on the offense.
What does that look like?
That is the two other swords of the Spirit. You have the Word of God. You got to get in the Word of God. That is the sword. That is the weapon. And the seventh element is praying in the Spirit. That is carpet bombing of the enemy. We need to go on the offensive with those two offensive weapons. And that's what chases demons away. We don't chase demons away. It's the authority in Jesus Christ that chases these demons away. They flee in his name. But we're not taking authority. We need to take authority today.
Agreed. How do people find your services that you're holding across the country? How do people get in touch with you? How do people become a part of the movement that we absolutely 100% stand behind? We back you to the hilt. So how do we help you to grow this?
www.hisglory.me is our website of 24/7 TV. You'll see our tent revivals there, our Bible studies, our Shabbat Shalom service. www.hisglory.tv is our documentaries, our movies. We died suddenly on that to our audience from you.
Thank you.
So those are the two ways that you can really get to his glory. These tent revivals will be live streamed a week later on Lindell TV, Brighteon TV, Clout Hub, American Periscope, His Glory TV. So it'll get tens of millions of eyeballs, every one of these tent revivals, if people can't get there in person.
Yeah. The only thing deserving of going viral, Jesus Christ. My Lord and Savior, thank you, Pastor Dave Scarlett, for everything that you're doing. If there's anything that we can do to help to promote or to support you, we're in 1,000%. Sold out for Jesus Christ. Seal that in the blood of the Lamb. We'll see you next time. Have a fantastic weekend.
Amen. Thank you, Stu. Take care. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Get behind him. Pray for that group of people at His Glory. Pastor Dave Scarlett, can you imagine the demonic attacks that that group of people will come under, leading all of those people to the cross, baptizing all of those people, covering them in the blood? Wow. Jesus Christ needs real warriors on the front lines. Don't sit back and do nothing. HisGlory.me and HisGlory.tv, make sure that you support them. I know that you won't mind me taking just a minute to tell you about my good friends over at Gold Co. who are helping to protect you from the demonic attacks financially, of course, already taking hundreds of billions of dollars and sending them to Nazis while we're lied to by Fox News and Rachel Maddow, propagandized about what's really happening over there. They're reaching into your pockets. They're pulling it out. They're doing with it whatever they want to do. You're funding your own demise. Get out of the electronic banking system. Get gold and silver. Protect yourself. Call Gold Co. Their number is 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Plus, if you mention Stu Peters, you get up to $10,000 in free silver. 10 grand in free silver with your qualified account when you call my good friends at Gold Co. and you mention Stu Peters. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.